Somebody has come forward and anonymously offered to set up a foundation account for the cemetery, an endowment fund. An endowment fund plans for the future because you don't spend the money now. You spend the earnings on the money. So the endowment fund really does is a way to plan for the future. The person that came forward is willing to match the first $10,000 we raise. Mm-hmm. Up to $10,000. So our goal is to get $10,000 to get the whole match. But then the Community Foundation came forward a month or two after that, and the Community Foundation picked a certain number of new endowment accounts that they would match up to the first $5,000. So for the first $5,000, we have a double match. And we've already raised at least $5,000. So as of right now, we'll have $15,000 in there. $5,000 from our anonymous and the $5,000 from the Community Foundation and the $5,000 we've raised. If we get to our $10,000, then we will have another $10,000 in there, which will give us a total of $25,000. So this is our hope this year. You know, people think they have a misnomer that because it is a city cemetery, you know, when the first acre of land was donated in 1874 to the city, because that's when the city was originally starting their process of becoming a city. And Miles and Catherine Paul donated the first acre of land for the cemetery, which is Section A. When they did that, there was a like cemetery association formed also that raised money and took money for the cemetery. But now the city, you know, city dollars are dedicated. City tax dollars are dedicated. You can't spend it on anything it's not dedicated for. So even though it's a city cemetery, it relies on donations. It's not a perpetual care that has a certain fund, amount of money that goes into a fund to take care of. It is all run on donations. So even though it's a city cemetery that the city oversees the maintenance of and makes sure it gets taken care of, there are no funds available through the city to use for the cemetery. So that's why we rely on contributions to it every year, sale of lots. But we want to maintain a fund because just like all other cemeteries out there, they struggle to survive financially because the maintenance usually exceeds their contributions. So we want to establish this fund to help with that. So going forward, we will have two types of contributions that can be made to the cemetery. We will have the endowment fund that someone can contribute to for the future, and we will have the maintenance fund that is being used to maintain the cemetery.